an uneasy face-off in Sri Lanka on Friday evening, very different to the chaos of the morning. Hundreds of military personnel and police commandos surrounded anti-government protesters who had camped outside the president's office for 105 days. Mobile phone footage was live streamed by those who were barricaded in and attacked.
Thousands of soldiers came and brutally beaten peaceful protesters and destroyed some IT camps and those things and take over the place behind us. And some of the protesters in the hospital, they are badly injured, and some of arrested, and also lawyers are also arrested. And I think President is a coward, and he took cowardly action against the peaceful protesters.
Condemnation of the government's actions was harsh and swift.
Ranil, you are not too big for us. After taking the oath as president, you started with oppression. You started by warning the people. And we will respond to your oppression, your threats, and your thugs peacefully and democratically.
Lawyers say the use of armed forces to suppress civilian demonstrations on the new president's first day in office is despicable. The Center for Policy Alternatives has called on Vikramasinghe to issue a public apology, ensure an independent investigation, and revoke the state of emergency. The UN has added its voice to the criticism.
The use of force against peaceful protesters runs contrary to international law, and we urge authorities to immediately halt the use of such force. All Sri Lankans have the right to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and the right to participate in public affairs.
But the president was busy swearing in his new prime minister and cabinet. Vikramasinghe has reappointed the same people who served under the Rajapaksas, prompting claims that he is acting as a proxy for the family. Protesters say they don't want another Rajapaksa in power, but the actions of the new president suggests he comes from the same mould. They say they won't stop their campaign till Ranil Vikramasinghe resigns. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.